Today we proceed with lesson number 3 in our study of Maseches Shavuos, in which we will learn the 4th and 5th Mishnayos of the first Perek. We studied yesterday about the different types, different scenarios which can develop in the matter of a person who is Tameh eating Kodesh or entering the Beis HaMikdash. The major scenarios which we've covered so far are the situation of Yesh Ba Yediya B'Tchila V'Yesh Ba Yediya B'Sof V'He'elem B'Ntayim. That was Mishnah Beis. That's the classic case where a person at one point knew he was Tameh, then forgot, and in this state of forgetfulness, this helem, he ate Kodesh or entered the Mikdosh. And then he realized or was told that he was Tameh at the time. That's the classic case of a Korban Ola V'Yoreit. We also learned in Mishnah Beis about the situation of a person who's Yesh Bayadiyah B'Tchilo V'Ein Bayadiyah B'Sof. He knew he was Tameh, he forgot he was Tameh, and never was reminded that he was Tameh, in which case the Soyer HaNaseh Bifnim offers him a kapora contingent upon whether or not he ever finds out. If he finds out, then it becomes Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Sof, and he again brings the Korban Ola V'Yoreit. In Mishnah Gimel, we learned about an Ein Bayadiyah B'Tchila, but Yesh Bayadiyah B'Sof. He didn't know he was the Tameh, never knew that he was Tameh, and in the Tameh state ate Kodesh or entered the Mikdosh, and then was told, hey, you ate Kodesh or entered the Mikdosh when you were Tameh. In such a situation, the Soyer of the Musaf Korban of Yom Kippur, the Soyer HaNaseh Bechutz, is Mechaper. Now in Mishnah Dalet we proceed to a person who's utterly ignorant of ever having been Tameh. V'al she'ein bo yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. He became Tameh, he didn't know that he became Tameh. He entered the Migdosh, or ate Kodesh, not realizing that he was Tameh at the time. And nobody ever told him that he was Tameh. In such a case, we're about to learn that Rabbi Yehuda teaches us Si'irei horegolim u'si'irei roshei chadoshim mechaprim. The soyer, which was brought for the Korban Musaf on Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, or the soyer, which was brought every Rosh Chodesh, that is what brings about the kapara. So says Rabbi Yehuda. His drasha, Rabbi Yehuda's drasha, is based upon the fact that in Parshas Pinchas, when the Pasuk describes the soyer, the goat that was brought for the Korban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, the Pasuk says, L'chatos l'Hashem. This is offered as a sin offering to God. And Rabbi Yehuda darshins, Chet she'ein makir bo elo Hashem, soyer ze yehei mechaper. That a situation, a scenario, in which no one, no human being knows that this person was Tameh when he ate the Kodesh or entered the Mikdosh. Only the Ribono Shel Olam himself knows that. For that, the Soyer Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper. And then we learn through a Hekesh, the Gemara Darshins, that Si'irei Horegolim are compared to Si'irei Rosh Chodesh in this regard. And they are Mechaper al She'ein Bo Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon, and of course, whenever we encounter Rabbi Shimon Stam, in the Mishnah, it is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He says, Si'irei horagolim mechaprim. That indeed, the Si'irei horagolim are mechaper al she'ein bo yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. So again, the Soyer HaNaseh Bachutz, the Soyer of Musaf for Yom Kippur, is mechaper al ein bo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'sof. The Si'irei horagolim, according to everyone, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, is mechaper on ein bo yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. But says Rabbi Shimon, avalo si'irei roshei chadoshim. The si'irei roshei chadoshim are not mechaper for ein bo yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. V'yalma se'irei roshei chadoshim. What then are the se'irei roshei chadoshim mechaper on? Al ha'tohor she'ochel es ha'tomeh. A different scenario entirely. Namely, when the person, until now we've been speaking of a situation where the person himself is tomeh, and the kodesh, the meat that he ate, is tohor. Here we're talking about a situation when the person himself is tohor. He's not tomeh, but he eats carbon meat which was tomeh. Then, unknowingly, not realizing that the meat was tomeh. In such a situation, the se'ir roshei chadoshim are mechaper. Rabbi Meir Omer, a different opinion. Kol ha-se'irim kaparoson shove. All the se'irim, whether they're sorry for Yom Kippur, sorry nasa b'chutz, or the sawyer for the Yomim Tovim, for the Regolim, or the sawyer for Rosh Chodesh, are all mechaper al tumas mikdosh v'kodeshov. They are all mechaper on all categories of tumas mikdosh v'kodeshov. It's kaparos on shove. Now, we have therefore three opinions. The Gemara now returns to Rabbi Shimon's opinion because it wants to examine it more carefully. Hoyer Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon would say, "Seirei roshei chadoshim mechaprim al hatorah shochel es hatomeh." So that, in this view, the seirei roshei chadoshim are mechaper on one thing and one thing only, and that is tohor shochel es hatomeh. V'shel regolim mechaprim al she'ein b'yedia lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. And the Seirei Regolim are mechaper on one thing and one thing only, namely, ein b'yedia ever, lo b'tchila, lo b'sof. V'shel yom ha-kippurim mechaper al she'ein b'yedia b'tchila, avol yesh bo yedia b'sof. The Sawyer, Hanaseh, Bachutz, and Yom Kippur is mechaper on one thing and one thing only, and that is, ein b'yedia b'tchila, yesh bo yedia b'sof. He never knew he was Tomei until he ate the Kodesh or entered the Mikdash and then found out that he was Tomei. Now, Omru lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Shimon, Mahu sheyikrev uzeh bozeh. Suppose, for example, I designate a sawyer, a goat, to be the sawyer hanaseh bachutz. I designate. It is designated to be the sawyer hanaseh bachutz on Yom Kippur. And that behemah number one gets lost. Runs away. So what do? Yom Kippur is here. We take another Sa'ir, designate it to be the Korban Sa'ir, the Musaf of Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur goes by fine. Then, the day after Yom Kippur, we find the original Sa'ir that was lost, which has upon it a designation of a Sa'ir Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippurim, which according to Rav Shimon is only Mechaper an Ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchilo, but Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Sof. Ma'u Sheyikrifu Zeh Bo Zeh. Sukkos is coming in a couple of days. Can we use this Sa'ir, which originally was designated for Yom Kippur, can we use it for Sukkos? After all, the Sa'ir has been designated for Yom Kippur only for Ein B'Yediyah B'Tchila Yesh B'Yediyah B'Sof. Now we want to use it for Yom Tov, and Yom Tov, the Sa'ir should be Mechaper only on She'ein B'Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. Can you use the one Sa'ir left over or lost from Yom Kippur and refound, now found, can you use it for Sukkos? Omar Lohem Yikruvu, he said yes. No problem. Omer lo, they said to him, how can you bring the Sa'ir which was designated to be Yom Kippur only and use it for something for a kapar which is entirely different? How can you use one for the other? Object the Chachamim to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is not fazed by that. Omer lohen, he says to them, Kulon boyin lechaper al tumas mikdosh v'kodeshov. All the seirim, soir nase bechutz and Yom Kippur, soir of regolim, soir of Roshei Chadoshim, they are sure they each are mechaper on a specific scenario of tumas mikdosh v'kodeshov, but they have in common that they all fall under the general rubric of tumas mikdash v'kodeshov. So therefore it's sufficient, and you can use this soy which was lost and never brought on Yom Kippur. You can use it for Sukkot or for Rosh Chodesh and any other combination. The soy for Rosh Chodesh can be used for Yom Kippur, etc. because they have in common that they fit into the general category, even though the specific kapara for each of them is different. This is the way we first understand Rab Shimon. However, proceeding now to Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, another Rabbi Shimon, who was a student, the disciple of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Omer Mishmo, he has a little different version in what Rabbi Shimon, Stam Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds. In the first Mishnah, back in Mishnah Dalet, which we just finished, so each of the Seirim has its own area of Kapora, and only that area of Kapora. Now, we have a different understanding of what Rav Shimon said. Seirei Rosh Chodeshim mechaperim al hator she'ochel asatomei. So the Seir Rosh Chodeshim is mechaper on one thing and one thing only. A tohor who eats a korban which is tomei. However, the Seir Arsirei HaRagolim, the Seirim which were bought for the Musaf for Pesach Sukkah Shavuos, they do everything the Seir Rosh Chodesh could do. They are mechaper hator she'ochel asatomei. But in addition to that, Mosif aleihem shel regolim shemechaprim al hatohor she'ochel asatomei A, and B, v'yal she'ein b'yedi alo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. So in Mishnah Dala, the first version of Rabbi Shimon, this Soyer Rosh Chodesh is mechaper al tohor she'ochel asatomei only. And this Soyer regolim is mechaper al she'ein b'yedi alo b'tchila v'lo b'sof only. However, in this new version in Mishnah, hey, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda's version of Rabbi Shimon, Seir Rosh Chodeshim is only mechaper on A, whereas Seir HaRegolim are mechaper on A plus B. And then, Mosef Aleihem Shel Yom HaKippurim, the Seir from Yom Kippur, which according to the first version of Rav Shimon, was only mechaper on Ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Sof, only on case C, Mosef Aleihem Shel Yom HaKippurim, no, Shehein Mechaper Ma'ator She'och L'Satomet, that the Seir of Yom Kippur but Nasa Bachutz is mechaper on A, v'yal shein bo yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, and on B, and also on C, v'yal shein bo yediyah b'tchila v'l yesh bo yediyah b'sof. So Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, is very different from Rabbi Shimon in the previous Mishnah. In this Mishnah, the higher level of Kedusha, Regolim over Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur over Regolim, gives them a broader, a more comprehensive range of scenarios upon which they can be Mechaper. So again, the Chachamim object to him. Omru lo, mahu sheyikruvu ze bo ze. Can you bring, let's say, a Soyer Rosh Chodesh gets lost? And Rosh Chodesh goes by, and you bring another Sawyer. After Rosh Chodesh, you find the first Sawyer. Can you offer it on Sukkis? Can you offer it on Yom Kippur? After all, the Sawyer Rosh Chodesh has limited powers. Only Torah Shor HaTomei. How can it be used on Sukkis, for example, which has a power of being mechaper on A plus B, or on Yom Kippur, which has a power of being mechaper on A plus B plus C? So he's therefore objected to him. He sees no problem in it. So he said to him, Cain, according to this version of Rav Shimon, I can understand why the Soyer law of Shel Yom HaKippurim, which was lost and then found after Yom Kippur, Kereven Barosh Echadoshim, can be used on Rosh Chodesh. Because the Soyer of Yom Kippur was Mechaper on A plus B plus C. So you can use it on Rosh Chodesh, which is only Mechaper on A. How can the Torah Shel Rosh Chodesh, which is limited to A, it's limited only to Torah Shel Ochel Satomei, how can you use it for Yom Kippur, which has the power of A plus B plus C, of Torah Shel Ochel Satomei plus Ein B'Yadiyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof plus Ein B'Yadiyah B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yadiyah B'Sof? So Rabbi Shimon used the same tactic to answer that objection. Kulon boy in lechaper al tumos mikdash v'kodesh. Yes, they have different powers of kapora, but they all are mechaper within the broad category of tumas mikdash v'kodesh. And therefore, any one of them can substitute for any of the other ones. Even the lesser Soyer Shel Rosh Chodesh can be mechaper on the more powerful Soyer of Regolim, and even on the more powerful, still more powerful, Soir of Yom Kippur Hanase Bachutz. And so we have finished Mishnah Hey, and in the process we've completed lesson number 3.